You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
The inventor of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, and his team fit us for our very own MyPillows. These pillows won't go flat. You can wash and dry them constantly. And most importantly, they're made in the USA.
If you don't own a MyPillow or know someone who doesn't, now is the time to buy. Mike's offering his standard MyPillow for $19.98. Originally, they're almost $70. That's a $50 savings with the promo code Clay and Buck. The King Pillow, only $10 more. Along with the lowest price offer, Mike's also extending a money-back guarantee trial until March 1st of next year.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but rotating discounts on 150-plus MyPillow products, from the Giza Dream bed sheets to the mattress topper, slippers, and more. Enter promo code Clay and Buck or call 800-792-3269. Again, that phone number is 800-792-3269. Give the gift of comfort and wish your loved ones a merry softness with comfy underwear, loungewear, and pajamas from Tommy John.
Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics, and we're proudly two of them. In fact, our whole team is now. Plus, everything's backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee.
Get $20 off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/buck. Order by December 21st to get it in time for Christmas. TommyJohn.com/buck. See site for details. Hey, folks, if you'd like more Clay and Buck inspired by Rush, check out our cool Rush Limbaugh YouTube channel. Throughout the week, Clay and I are posting our thoughts via video detailing news of the day.
Heading into the all-important midterm elections will be critical on which direction the country goes. Buck and I'll be working overtime to bring you what you need to know so you can be fully informed. Check out Rush Limbaugh's YouTube channel. Sign up today and make sure you check out the Rush Limbaugh YouTube channel. Again, subscribe and make sure you don't miss any of our videos.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. From the White House, President Biden is updating the nation about the ongoing fight against the coronavirus. A few minutes ago, the president spoke about celebrating the holidays.
If you are vaccinated and follow the precautions that we all know well, you should feel comfortable celebrating Christmas and the holidays as you planned it.
The president will be announcing new steps against COVID-19. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Omicron cases are spreading throughout his city.
Thankfully, in general, they seem more mild, and thankfully, our healthcare system is well positioned in this city to deal with it. But it will be a tough few weeks.
Omicron has raced ahead of the other variants and is now the dominant version of the coronavirus in the U.S. Federal health officials say the Omicron accounted for an estimated 73% of new infections last week. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says the state is in a much better position to deal with COVID-19 than last Christmas.
The testing tools, vaccinations, and many of the other tools we have make it possible for people to gather safely. We just need to use them and use them appropriately.
Scientists in Africa first sounded the alarm about Omicron less than a month ago. Also at townhall.com, Democrats try to build back after Senator Joe Manchin tanks their $2 trillion bill.
Rocked by Senator Joe Manchin's announcement Sunday that he won't vote for the Democrats' $2 trillion social and environmental legislation, the White House and congressional Democrats are scrambling to somehow rescue the plan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Joe Biden and his aides haven't given up.
We are going to continue to take steps.
Wanting to put members on record, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowed Monday to hold a vote on the massive package early in the new year. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Dow is ahead 538 points. The NASDAQ up 352. More at townhall.com.
Cultural Marxism is spreading like wildfire in America. It shows up in everything from critical race theory to the LGBT movement to cancel culture. But did you know that this so-called woke ideology is also flooding into the church?
Decide not to be content with merely being a non-racist. Will you decide to make the shift to anti-racism?
The brand new documentary, How the Left is Stealing Your Church, exposes the infiltration of Bible-believing churches and denominations by an anti-God, anti-gospel agenda. From George Soros giving money to Campus Crusade to the Southern Baptist Convention's recent flirtation with critical race theory, you will discover how this false ideology is being smuggled into the evangelical church and how the left is stealing your church. Stream it now for $9.99 or get the DVD for $12.99. Watch on your phone, tablet, or TV. Go to salemnow.com or look for the Salem Now app.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada health officials confirmed 3 new cases of the Omicron variant, 2 of them here in Clark County, bringing the state total to 5. Federal health officials say Omicron is now the dominant version of COVID-19 in the U.S., accounting for more than 73% of the new infections in the last week. The first case detected in Nevada happened December 14th. A fully vaccinated woman in her 20s, she was not hospitalized. Clark County's 14-day COVID-19 test positivity rate continues to rise, up another 0.1% to 8%. That's more than 2 percentage points more than its recent low of 5.8 in November. No new grass lawns, as the Southern Nevada Water Authority votes to ban grass in all new developments except for schools, parks, and cemeteries. The move lacks the force of law until it's approved by local governments. Well, other major cities are modifying their New Year's Eve festivities due to a surge in COVID-19. There are no plans to modify America's Party on the Las Vegas Strip. The LBCVA and Clark County officials say there is no plan at all to modify the fireworks display.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And a quick check of our traffic cams right now. Moderate flows on the Beltway as we speak. 215 westbound at Gibson, 215 eastbound of Valley Verde. You're pretty much up to freeway speeds there, but lane restrictions are slowing things down at the Spaghetti Bowl, both directions on the 515 between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is the Tuesday before Christmas. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 3. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, will begin just after 3 o'clock. It's a big day. The president right now speaking to the nation relative to Omicron virus. And the only thing that is new in this is that he talked about those who disagree with him as those who are spreading, quote, disinformation, unquote, should stop it. You can those of you that disagree with the president, with Dr. Fauci, and we've talked a lot about that on this show, you know. To me, it's a difference of opinion. It's not that you're spreading necessarily disinformation. We'll talk about that as we go along. First, though, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18, he is getting ready to vote as a part of the Legislative Commission on vaccine mandates, which fits in perfectly with what the president's talking about today. Scott, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. I know you're really busy and you don't have a lot of time, but I thank you for spending some time with us. First of all, what is the Legislative Commission?
Well, first of all, I've got to say thank you for allowing me to be with you. I mean, we all have busy schedules. It's the holiday season, and Merry Christmas to you and everybody there, your staff, all the way down. And I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. But the Led Commission is basically made up of six Republicans, six Democrats, I'm not my mistake, 12 Republicans. No, it's 12 altogether. Six Republicans, six Democrats, and we review all the policies that come out of all the agencies after, legislation is passed. So you pass a bill, it becomes law, and then the administration agencies have to figure out how to implement the law, and so they come up with policies, and they have workshops, and they talk to folks and so forth, and they come up with an idea, and then they have to come to us and say, this is how we're going to do this. Are you okay with it? And then we give our final okay. And so, we heard a while ago that they're going to pass these mandates on all Nevada System of Higher Education campuses, that you had to be in, you had to get your vaccine, and then, or else you couldn't be on campus. And so we are asked today to solidify that, I guess, that decision that was already made. And we're supposed to make sure that we put that into full effect and going forward indefinitely.
Let me just ask you,
voting on today.
Is there ever a time when the Legislative Commission disagrees with the law that's passed and it essentially changes? I mean, for instance, with this, as you see, Omicron virus, which is brand new, I mean, new just in the last few weeks, and that maybe you might change your view on vaccine mandates?
Well, two different things there. One, no, we don't normally change the law. And in this case, it wasn't a law. Remember, this was passed by, I'm going to forget, it wasn't the governor with an executive order. It was the Board of Examiners, I think, or somebody had passed it. So it wasn't a law. It was a policy that was put into place because, you don't always have to have a law and then a policy because sometimes agencies are given certain authority, and during that application of their authority, they come up with policies. So this wasn't a law. And so normally when we get together, we don't, you know, and we're talking about the policies that come directly from a recently passed law. We don't really have the opportunity to change the law. We talk about the policy and whether or not we agree with the policy, which is why it's made up of six Republicans and six Democrats, because we want to make sure that when we're looking at the policy that we all agree that there's some bipartisanship there. But this is what's really interesting, because they're going to bring three different policies today dealing with three different mandates. And in almost every case, I think they know that these are going to be shot down, because six of us are going to vote no on these. And I'll give you an example. For the ENSHE campus one, for ENSHE, they're basically saying there's in the policy itself, it says that they have to have proof of immunity. Well, nobody can prove immunity. I mean, even the CDC is having a hard time proving immunity. I think they worded this completely wrong. There's no way you can prove immunity. You know that, right, Kevin? I mean, I can prove that I've been vaccinated, but the vaccination does not guarantee that I'll be immune. I mean, you just had it mentioned on your news right before we began talking that one of the first cases of the Omicron here in the state of Nevada back on December 14th was a young woman in her 20s that was vaccinated. So you can be vaccinated and not be immune to this. And so you can't guarantee this. And so, I have a hard time with backing up a policy that is one of the requirements, is that you have to prove that you're immunized, that you're not going to get it somehow because, you know, you had this vaccine. It's just impossible. And, you know, you see this across the United States. Some of the Democratic governors now are actually saying, you know, we're pro-vaccine, and you can be this, right? You can be pro-vaccine, but anti-mandate, because you want to allow people to make decisions on their own. And so you're seeing even Democratic senators or governors are pushing back. So, you know, he may have made that statement today about, hey, if you're not saying the same thing we're doing or saying the same thing we're saying, then you're against us and you're passing out disinformation. But even I think people of his own party are saying, you know, we may have been going too far with the mandates. And I'll give you another example, Kevin, if I could. The other mandate is on prison guards here in the state of Nevada. Interestingly enough, the policy is stating that prison guards are to be vaccinated. But when you push a little bit and you say, well, what about the people who are in the prisons, those inmates who are, you know, who have lost their freedom because of choices they've made and now are in the prisons, are they being forced to be vaccinated? No. So you're asking me to pass a policy that will require those who are free, those who can leave at the end of the day, at the end of their shift, to go home, we're going to mandate that they get a vaccine so they're not free to choose. But those who are in prison are free not to have it if they don't want it.
So what happens if the Legislative Commission meets this afternoon? You're going to be there. You're on the commission. And uh-huh. And you end up with a 6-6 tie.
Not enough to pass it. It fails. And I think we've all expressed that to the administration, that if you bring these policies today, that this is going to fail. This measure will fail, and you will not have that mandate anymore. So the mandate will go away.
Are you fairly certain that the caucus will stay together, that the Republicans will stay together on this?
Yeah, I'm fairly certain it will. You know, because, again, it's the language. If you look at the language, it's not really well written out, and they certainly didn't come to us and ask us for our advice, which goes back to the same theme that you and I have talked about time and time again. This administration, and its difficulty, its downfall has consistently been communication. It does not reach out and include the opposition party. And you have to have opposition in all things. That's how, when you talk and you oppose and you talk about what you don't like about something, you then come to a conclusion of something you do like or can live with. And there's never any of that discussion. And so it probably will fail.
I'm curious, when the president comes out today and says those who are spreading, quote, disinformation, unquote, should stop it, it sounds like he's saying if there's a dissenting opinion on this, and there is no consensus in medicine or in science, they're all over the map. What is disinformation then? I mean, to me, this is ridiculous because what he regards as the truth is somebody else's disinformation.
Yeah, and you have to have differences of opinion. You've got to allow people to exchange different ideas. Sure, I mean, you can finally bring in facts, and you can sit there and say, well, this, you know, this we know and this we don't know. That's fine, but you still, you know, there are, like you said, there are a lot of different medical physicians, a lot of medical experts who differ on some of the things that are being put out there. Again, I was vaccinated. Yesterday I was 55 years old, and I just, you know, at my age, I just thought, okay, I'm going to get the vaccine, my wife as well. But it's a different story when we talk about our 10-year-old. It's a completely different story. And we've been given all the information. We have it. We're allowed, you know, we know what's going on, and we look at everybody's opinion on things. We look at the information, and we make up our mind, and it should be that way. I don't know how we got to the point where we discount a lot of people making up their own minds, and, you know, that sort of rugged individualism that we really embrace in the United States, but specifically out here in the West, all of a sudden it's just gone, or they expect it to be gone, because we were told there's only one set of facts, and if you're not with our set of facts, then you're spreading disinformation. That's a hard approach to really begin an argument.
Yeah, yeah. Again, joining us, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. More with him. We'll talk more about what the president said just minutes ago at the White House. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna
take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Attention, Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate. Because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites, because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers' vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all-new Waffle Brothers Las Vegas, on Sahara, west of Buffalo. Order online at WaffleBrothers.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back,
Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. This is the Tuesday before Christmas. You got your Christmas shopping done? Let's find out about Scott Hammond. Scott Hammond, you have your Christmas shopping done for the family?
Almost, but I did send out my elf to finish the rest of that shopping, so I think I'm good.
You're good. You are good. I like that. I want to ask you about this vaccine mandate. You guys are going to be voting on that kind of stuff this afternoon on the Legislative Commission. Is there any example of things in our life that require mandates? Vaccine mandates? I mean, is there bus drivers, airline pilots, anybody in your view that should be mandated?
Well, I mean, you do have mandates in school. I mean, before your child can go to a public school, they have to have certain vaccinations completed before they go to school, and that's it. But again, I always tell people the thing about the mandates that you see in school. For schools, it's usually a vaccine that's been around a while. They know there's certain types of proof. There's a certain comfort level with them. But even then, they have exemptions, right? There's certain exemptions that you can get, religious exemptions or whatnot, for these vaccines. And that's what we're wrangling with, you know, for the most part. But this is such a new vaccine, and people are hesitant, one, because they mandated it right from the very beginning and said you have to have these, or in some cases, I shouldn't say that, because, you know, it wasn't right from the beginning, but now you have the president telling everybody that if you're in a business with a certain number of employees, you're going to be mandated by the federal government to get vaccinated, and I think it's just not settling well with folks.
Yeah, can you understand, though, when folks... are just adamantly against these vaccine mandates? I mean, whether it's disinformation or just a difference of opinion, can you understand where people are coming from?
Absolutely. And again, you've got people of the president's own party, governors, you know, executives in his own party saying, you know, we're pro-vaccination, but, you know, they're seeing the writing on the wall. We're not pro-mandate. And I think it was wrong for him to go down that road. I think he would have probably had more results, higher vaccination rates, had he just gave everybody the information that they knew, to keep pumping out the information, and let people make decisions for themselves, you know, let them govern themselves, but give them information. I think that we would have had a higher vaccination rate. But, you know, you got the governor of Michigan, you got the governor of Colorado, and they've both come out and had very strong statements about not mandating this.
Let me just ask you what the next step. I mean, I didn't hear anything, and I didn't get to listen to all of the speech, but I listened to most of the speech from the president at the White House today. And I guess my point is, I don't know that he changed anybody's mind. People that walked into that speech not believing, not trusting the government, for instance, not trusting the mandates, I don't think any minds were changed.
I don't either, and I tell you what. First thing I would do, love him, hate him, look at his record, whatever. I still think that at this point you have to replace Fauci with somebody else. I think people are just, there's a Fauci fatigue out there, and I think we've reached it, and people just don't want to hear from him anymore. But there's a lot of other people that could step up and start talking and have a little bit more credibility. That'd be the first thing I'd do.
500 million home tests are being ordered And I guess my question is, isn't it a little late for that, this whole testing thing? We got away from testing, and we went into vaccine mandates, and now we're back to testing and 500 home test kits. What's that going to do?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I don't know about you, but I have been invited to certain events or different things where they said, hey, we'd like you to show your COVID test before you can come in. But if you haven't had a test, if you haven't had a vaccine, then we need to get you tested. And again, I just think to myself, are people